St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman.
Each February, we take the time to recognize the accomplishments of national and local African American leaders, as well as those who fought, suffered, and ultimately prevailed in the long struggle for civil rights in America. We honor their accomplishments and remember that, too often, the struggle continues. And this February was no exception. In early February, I went with Deputy Mayor Tomlin and Nikki Capehart, our Director of Urban Affairs, to welcome the Pinellas Ex-Offender Reentry Coalition to the heart of St. Petersburg's community redevelopment area. That ribbon cutting marked the grand opening of the Dr. David T. Welch Center for Progress and Community Development. And it was a great day in the Sunshine City. On Wednesday, February 18th, Deputy Mayor Tomlin and I continued our successful small business tour, this time visiting a number of African American owned businesses in St. Petersburg. And speaking of Deputy Mayor Tomlin, she was honored at the Urban League's Whitney M. Young's Leadership Awards during Black History Month. I'm really proud of Deputy Mayor, and this award is well deserved. With the help of the Pinellas Education Foundation, Nikki and a group of dedicated chaperones and young men went to Tampa this month to participate in the Black, Brown, and College Bound Summit. This important conference addresses the national problem of a lack of student success in the areas of persistence, retention, and graduation for African American students. A year ago, we cut the ribbon on a new Walmart neighborhood center in Midtown. And recently, the Walmart staff hosted a neighborhood appreciation event, celebrating their success and our community. And join me on Sunday, March 1st at 10:30 a.m. at the historic Bethel AME Church as we celebrate the 100th birthday of one of the original Tuskegee Airmen. Let's honor Master Sergeant Rogers on his birthday and for his service in one of America's elite historic units, the Tuskegee Airmen, the first African-American military aviators in the United States Armed Forces. Thank you for celebrating Black History Month and for joining me in honoring and celebrating the contributions from St. Petersburg's African-American community all year long.